AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A backcountry ski trip was hit by an avalanche near Lake Tahoe in the Sierra Nevada region. Six skiers were rescued after sheltering in place for hours as crews battled blizzard conditions. Sheriff Shannon Moon says nine people were missing.
Eight of the additional nine additional skiers have been located deceased. We are still looking for one of the members at this time. Due to the ongoing challenges of the weather, the avalanche conditions, the effort remains ongoing, as well as our search for the remaining skier.
The area near Donner's Summit is one of the snowiest places in the Western Hemisphere, and until just a few years ago, was closed to the public. An avalanche forecaster says the skiers were on the last day of a backcountry skiing trip and had spent two nights in huts. It was a very emotional day for Michaela Schifrin at the Winter Games in Italy. She won her first Olympic medal in 8 years, gold, in the slalom. She's the first American skier to win three Alpine gold medals.
I had some moments today where I could imagine doing the skiing, cross the finish line, and to have this moment actually kind of for myself to connect with the people who can't be here. Also the people who are here, but I don't get to see them immediately.
Schifrin was talking about her dad, Jeff, who died in 2020. She described being in a spiritual state. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was asked about talks to end the shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security.
This is day five of the Trump Republican shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security, meaning they've chosen to shut down the Coast Guard, shut down FEMA, and shut down TSA, rather than dramatically reform ICE.
Stocks are higher in late-day trading on Wall Street. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The FBI and St. Paul police are looking into an ICE arrest that resulted in skull fractures.
Minnesota and federal authorities both investigating claims that immigration officers shattered a Mexican man's skull while taking him into custody last month. Alberto Castaneda Mondragon says agents yanked him from a vehicle, slammed him down, and beat him with a baton. ICE has said the man caused his own injuries when he tried to run while handcuffed and fell. Hospital workers have told the Associated Press that explanation does not match the CT scan and brain bleeding he received. Both St. Paul police and the FBI requested surveillance video last week from businesses in the shopping center where the arrest happened. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Leo opened the Catholic Church's Lenten season by presiding over Ash Wednesday. He's lamenting the ashes of international law and justice. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.